story, that incident of his, you mentioned, that on the deathbed he's lying, and there was a youngster that came and praised him, and as the youngster was going, he just noticed that his garments were below, his garments were touching the floor. Immediately he called for him back in the condition of passing away. So you can see how much of emphasis they placed on this, how much they had this close to their heart. So we should also have this close to our heart. Sometimes we think it seems petty, but these things are not petty, because very, very often the outward also affects the inward. Therefore, Umar radiallahu anhu told him that irfa thuba, that lift up your clothing, فَإِنَّهُ أَبْقَى لِثُوبِكَ وَأَتْقَى لِرَبِّكَ, because this will cause your clothing to last longer also. And to Allah, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a greater sign of piety, this is a greater form of piety, where a person is careful about the length of his clothing. Today's hadith, وَعَنْهُ أَنِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالْ مَا أَسْفَلَ مِنَ الْكَعْبَيْنِ مِنَ الْإِزَارِ فَفِي النَّارِ. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that whichever portion is below the ankles will be in the fire of Jahannam. Whichever portion is below the ankles from the lower garment, that will be in the fire of Jahannam. So you can see how serious that is. Whatever portion is below the garment, below the ankles, that portion will be in the fire of Jahannam. So it doesn't mean that only a person's feet, the bottom part of his feet will be in the fire of Jahannam. And this expression is used, means that person will be put in the fire of Jahannam. Sometimes one part of the body is explained in the hadith, but it means that the whole body will be placed in the fire of Jahannam because of this person being reckless about the length of his clothing. One more hadith, and Abi Dharr radiallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, thalathatun la yukallimuhum Allahu yawm al-qiyamah. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu says that Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are three people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not speak to them on a day of Qiyamah. Ulama explained what is meant by will not speak to them on a day of Qiyamah. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn away completely from these people. In this dunya, if you got love for somebody, if a person really likes somebody, and that person stops speaking, how does this person feel? There's an incident of the Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu anhu, that for 50 days he was boycotted because of missing that expedition of Tabuk. For 50 days he was boycotted, and he says those 50 days, it was almost as though the earth had closed up upon them. Despite its vastness, it was so difficult that even my cousin that was staying next door, he was the most beloved person, or the most close person to me, that even he also wasn't talking to me. So it was so difficult just by somebody not talking. Can you imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not talking to a person on the day of Qiyamah? What effect this will have on a person? So serious, when everyone is just looking and hoping for the beloved, everyone is just hoping to get some glimpse, some nazar, some rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would hope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not even talk to this person. One explanation is Allah Pak turns away completely. Another explanation ulama gave, what Allah Pak not talking here means, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not talk to this person leniently. Allah Pak will be very harsh and abrupt to this person. Why? He wasn't careful. So these three people, hadith goes on to explain, وَلَا يَنْزُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ, that these three people, Allah Pak firstly will not talk to them. The next thing, وَلَا يَنْزُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ, we explained in the previous hadith, Allah Pak will not look at them with the nigah, with the nazar of rahmat and mercy. And the third is, وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not purify them. What is meant by this is, because of the gunas that they committed, Allah Pak won't just purify them. They will have to go to the Jahannam, they will have to get purified there in Jahannam, and then only will they be allowed to go into Jannah. So there's alternate purification process, meaning they will have to go into Jahannam. Not that Allah Pak will just purify them. Some people, may Allah Pak make us from amongst them, Allah Pak will just purify them. There will be no need for them to go into Jahannam. The purification will be done by directly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these three people, Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam mentioned, that their purification won't be done directly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will have to, in other words, they will have to go to Jahannam. Walahum azabun alim, in the fourth thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is mentioning here, and for them will be a very, very painful punishment. But can you imagine Sahaba sitting there, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying this, Allah Pak won't look at that person, Allah Pak won't talk to that person, Allah Pak won't purify that person, and for him will be a very, very painful punishment. So immediately, قَالَ فَقَرَهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ ثَلَاثَ مِرَارٍ. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu is saying that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam repeated this three times. He said this thing and he repeated it three times. Allah Pak won't look at that person, won't talk at that person, and he won't purify that person, and for him is a painful punishment. Three times Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam repeated this. فَقَالَ أَبُو ذَرْ خَابُوا وَخَسِرُوا مَنْ هُمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. So Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, he says, that person is ruined and that person is destroyed. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying this like this three times, he's repeating it, that person is ruined and that person is destroyed. Who are these people, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you're speaking? Qala al-musbilu. The first thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, al-musbil, that person who allows his garments to flow beneath his, below his ankles. That person just allows his garments to drag. He's not careful about the length of his garments. Imagine that person is one of the three people who Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said this. The next thing is al-mannan. That person in Urdu they say, ihsan jitana. That person who brags about his ihsan that he showed others. He helps somebody out, but he'll keep reminding that person. Remember, I helped you out when you were in problems, you were in difficulty. I was the one that helped you. Or he'll keep on making, or he'll publicly start commenting about the help that he did to this one, or how much he helped that organization, what he did here. So continuously, he publicly makes known all the favors that he did to people, or all the kindness that he showed. In any way he showed kindness, this person starts bragging about it. And in the result, what is happening? People are getting hurt. Or sometimes people may not be getting hurt, but the fact that the person is bragging about it shows that he hasn't done it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's done it for some other reason. And the third thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَالْمُنْفِقُ سِلْعَةٌ وَالْمُنْفِقُ سِلْعَتُهُ بِالْحَلْفِ بِالْحَلْفِ الْكَاذِبِ بِالْحِلْفِ الْكَاذِبِ. The third is that person who tries to sell something by taking false oaths. That he takes an oath, I promise you this garment is a very good garment. Or I promise you this product that I'm selling is a very good product, but in the back of his mind, he knows that it's not so good. Or I promise you this thing will last you for 5 years, he's telling the customer. But in his mind, he's taking the oath, he's taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's taking it falsely, and he knows that this thing is not so good. And he knows the quality is not like that, or he knows it's got some defects, but he's taking oaths, false oaths he's taking just to try and sell his products. How often you see that? Such a serious crime this is, that the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is warning us about these three types of people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. These things may seem simple, but on the day of Qiyamah, they will be very, very, very weighty. That person that, on the other hand, that person that has tawazu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves Allah Pak man tawadu alillah, rafahu Allah. Allah Pak will just raise that person who has tawazu on the other hand. That person who's careful about the way he speaks, about his speech, about his business dealings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also loves that person. That person who's very careful will be amongst the siddiqeen, will be amongst the shuhada on the day of Qiyamah, imagine. And he will be amongst the nabis on the day of Qiyamah. Why? Because this person was very, very careful about his speech. He was careful about the way he did his business dealings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.